Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He is one of the greatest artists of all time, Bill Withers. How about Monday, Dan Cook, all Bill Withers? Let's go with that.
I like it.
I'm going to mention some names in this dream, but we're not going to mention some. We're gonna protect a couple names. So Adam points something out to me last night about an individual. Hadn't thought about this individual in a long, long time. Most of the time, when the little bit I sleep, and it's absolutely crushing me, and I would listen to anything right now to figure out a way to sleep. If they wanted to cut my head off and try to put it back on in the middle of the night, I swear to you, I would say yes. But I don't normally remember my dreams, but I remember this one. We are at the fair. All three of us are at the fair. And we're working the later shift, okay? And we finish, and it's like our final day out there. Maybe we're doing the newlywed game because we have a very nice crowd. We finish. Dan, you're in the other room now. Adam and I go back in the green room. The Cambria Dragon, Adam, was not there.
Was Sid commenting on the size of your crowd? That's not a very good big crowd.
Exactly. So good. One of my favorites when we had, no doubt about it, a very big crowd for the newlywed game. And he just is belittling the crowd. And to be honest, the crowd went down a little bit when he was on. But that's my fault. Even to me. I go back in the green room. And you have one of our program directors who's the lying program director. You have a cousin Kyle, our guy Kyle Sheely. And he has brought over tourists from India who have come over to listen to NPR and to our show. And we're in there.
As you'd want to do if you were coming from India.
Perfectly reasonable.
I don't know which city in India. But Kyle is, and again, it's this new Kyle, which just creeps us out, where he's just friendly, engaging. Yeah.
Mr. Positivity.
Yes. What's happened to the vindictive backstabbing Kyle that we all truly know is still in there? Next thing I know, someone else is going into the inside studio. So not on the veranda at the fair.
Okay.
And is mad at Carter. She is joining you and says, thanks a lot. And I go, what do you mean? And there's nobody out there. Okay. I'm like, I don't know, you know. Next thing I know, said individual and I are in bed together.
Wow.
With one of the tourists from India.
As you'd want to do if you were coming over from India.
Yeah. Why not? Then.
Where was Kyle?
Kyle's not in there, I don't believe.
Okay.
This wasn't a virtual reality thing where I could, you know, my peripheral vision. Next thing I know, I'm having sexual intercourse with said person while the tourist from India is right there. We seem to be enjoying this until the person says, if my husband finds out about this, you are dead.
Oh.
And then I woke up.
Wait, the person that you were with said that or the Indian tourist said that?
It's understandable reaction.
Indian tourist had a pleasant smile on his face the entire time.
Sure he did.
Sure.
Was not communicating. Wasn't like a judge, you know. I also remember this person I had to take off, let's say very nice stockings. Very nice stockings that is still a visual for me right now.
Is this person the identity that we're protecting in this story, by the way?
I'm not saying anything.
Okay, that's a yes. All right, fine.
I'm not saying anything about this person.
Okay.
What in the hell does that dream mean? We have tried today to get a hold of the doctor of dreams, Dr. Werner Stierkot. We were told Dr. Stierkot laughed at us and said, you can't get me on a moment's notice like this. You just can't. But next week, we can get Dr. Stierkot on, and I will once again explain this dream. I am asking the two of you to imitate Dr. Stierkot. What in the hell was going on with this dream? And do you guys affix any significance to dreams, or are they just random dots of your life that somehow come together?
I'll go first. I think that as much as I'd like to believe that there are, I think it's both. I think there are just random firings in your brain where you pick up something during the day and it works, manifests itself into some story you play out in your mind. And then there's others, though, that I think are absolutely some sort of a spiritual connection you have, especially, you know, but the one you have, based on the conversation we had yesterday and what happened last night, that sounds like a lot of random stuff.
I think that's what it is.
Right.
Are you saying I have a connection with India?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'd love to go to India. Yeah.
Clearly they're big fans of you.
Yeah. What else can I...
Well, one person was.
Yeah. Over there in New Delhi, they can't wait to get on the chatter. They're streaming us right now, and once they find out, they can hop in the sack and watch you get on to business. I mean,
and then potentially in dream part two, get killed by this person's husband. If Dan, out of this, all of a sudden I get a trip to lead WCCO listeners to New Delhi, can I work in this story?
I can't see why you wouldn't, right? I mean, it's clearly connected. I'm sort of with Adam in that I think the bulk of our dreams are just random bits of our subconscious coming to the fore. I think there are times where when you're particularly stressed, if there's things you have particular anxiety over, those will work your way into your dreams, often with other random bits associated with them that don't really belong there whatsoever. Hence, anytime Kyle Sheely appears in your dream, that probably is just a random thing.
Yeah.
And
I loved this dream, though.
It's a heck of a dream.
I mean, there wasn't.
You're going to have to tell me off air who this individual is. But I also do believe that there is a spiritual connection that happens in dreams, that can happen in dreams. I don't think that's what happened this particular time for you. At least I'm really hoping it wasn't what was going on. But I do believe that that happens, yes.
I mean, Kyle was elated. He was bringing stations together.
Mm-hmm.
He was bringing continents together. He was bringing countries together.
It's all part of New Kyle.
New Kyle. If you have a theory on the dream, because I'm with you guys. I've had individuals very close in my life who are convinced that there's always symbolism to dreams. I think, to me personally, most of the time, it's a random mishmash, let me use that official term, of just flashes that have happened in your life, and somehow in this incoherent way, they are put together. Is that about where you are, Adam?
Yeah, that's, yep. I mean, there's been times in my life where I've had dreams of significance tied to things happening around my life, and I obviously take those into greater consideration, but
yeah.
Yeah.
I think especially if there's like a recurring dream that you have,
I think that tends
to have a lot more meaning to it than just some random dream. I often have nightmares about not having schoolwork in on time or some other, you know, even maybe a work issue that I was supposed to have done and I forgot about it. And that all 100% comes back to my latent fear of being seen as something less than competent. That's a huge insecurity that I have.
The work dream that I have the most, and it's not close, is I am back broadcasting Wolves games. And it seems I'm filling in for Dave or Alan, and I have no idea what's going on with the game. I've just arrived. All of a sudden, these are guys. I don't have any idea what they're doing. I've had that dream a number of times.
Mine,
in the last 6 months.
Without question, is very similar to Dan's. It's that I'm back at college and I still have credits to fill to get my degree, even though I'm my age right now. Even there's been many where I actually have to go and get a dorm because I have credits that I have to get done. And it's happened so frequently that I'm able to realize in my dream that I'm dreaming about it, and I know that it's not a big deal.
That's good. You want to chime in through text, you can, 651-461-9226. Enough, and I mean enough, of Happy New Year. Let's discuss when we come back. We are reporting exclusively today as January 14th. As I said early, well, I mean, I'm waiting for a point when Larry David has offered up something where I haven't agreed. Larry David, at one point in the show, said January 7th is the last day for Curb. Then he updated it and said January 3rd. He's 100% right on January 3rd. Okay. It's not Merry Christmas, December 28th. It's not Happy Birthday, June 2nd. It's not Happy Thanksgiving on the Sunday. Enjoy it. Revel in it. Party. Prepare for DeRush's rockin' New Year's Eve, but by January 3rd, no more Happy New Year. None, zero, zilch. People are continuing even today, 2 weeks after it happened, saying Happy New Year. How about Happy July 4th? I mean, Happy Flag Day. What? I mean, how long can we go with Happy New Year? It's July 14th. Stop, people. Tell me, you fine gentlemen are with me.
Completely not with you.
I mean, stop.
How much energy are you expending to go try to find something to be upset about? To be upset that somebody 2 weeks after...
It's a radio.
2 weeks after New Year's... You gotta say, you can't say Happy New Year. If it's the first time I've seen somebody in the new year,
two weeks later,
I get to say
August.
Happy New
How
Year.
How about August? You see him for the first time August 12th. Hey, Roy. Don't have enough Roys, by the way. We need more Roys. Happy New Year. Where's your cutoff?
Would be a unique opening, wouldn't it?
No, it
would be memorable.
As foolish as January 14th, Happy New Year.
No, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. No, you can absolutely say Happy New Year.
When is your cutoff, Dan?
I don't have a cutoff.
Okay, that's absurd. That's
well,
that's
I mean, I don't. But I, you
one of you see someone on December 31st
for the first time.
Honestly.
But is it the first time I've seen them?
Hey,
in
Happy New Year, and then Happy New Year in a couple hours.
See,
am I right?
That'd be unique. That'd be memorable.
Exactly.
That'd be good.
The discount double check. Carter,
what would you rather
you
have?
For a while, said 1 week. Right?
1 week.
Okay, that's too long.
Dude. No.
Okay, so now someone you know comes up to you and says, Happy New Year, Sunday, January 16th. What are you going to say?
Well, it depends on who the person is.
You know well.
I know well and understands me. I would say. Okay.
Yes.
A little late, but I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you.
You say Happy New Year.
No.
Sure.
Just.
Absolutely.
It's phony. You don't mean it also. 95% of the people don't mean it. It's just a phony little conversation starter. The toilet is not working. Shalette is blowing up her toilet. The guy comes over. You think she really means Happy New Year on February 2nd when the super at your apartment, let's go super, like it's Pat Harrington from One Day at a Time, comes up March 10th, you're going to say Happy New Year?
They said it to me first.
Oh, my gosh. Falling for societal pressure. Adam, CBS, and let's talk Supreme Court early next hour.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.